Hello, this is David G, and welcome to Lesson 5 of the Healing Sessions. Freeing your soul through the second meditation of the day. Now, we've been journeying along knowing that this second meditation of the day is so powerful in allowing us to let go, release, and transcend anything we've absorbed over the course of the day. But I have a powerful secret for you. If you show up and practice the second meditation of the day, ultimately, it doesn't just clear out and cleanse you of the energy of the day. It begins to cleanse you of the energy of the day before, and the week before, and the month before, and years before. So this is not just a daily release. The second meditation of the day can actually provide you with a lifetime of release. There is a part of you right now that is holding on to something from years ago, from decades ago. There's a part of you right now that needs the deepest healing, the most profound return to wholeness, the biggest shift, and that comes from the second meditation of the day. There may be wounds, trauma, and painful memories attached to that part of you that's begging to let go. And at the cellular level, every atom in your body is aware of the disturbance and the suffering that you have gone through and is secretly rooting for you to release it. Envision your whole body, mind, and soul as fully aware of everything that has ever gone on and everything that needs to be done to move beyond it. Even if you're not fully conscious of it, there are no secrets between your heart and your soul. No mysteries or riddles that every fiber of your being does not know. You may have innocently worked very hard to suppress your hurts and wounds, wall them off, or compartmentalize them. Yet they flow through every cell of your existence, and the pain associated with them is being felt throughout your body, even when your attention isn't on them. They can flare up in an instant by having the right hot button pushed or tender spot being touched. So this second meditation of the day doesn't just allow us to let go of what no longer serves us. It also creates the foundation to step into a new beginning. I've said before that we all need to visit the land of hurts and wounds once in a while, but no one needs to live there. So if you have been spending a little too much time in that space of non-nourishment, this meditation will allow you to step beyond. So again, let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Let's gently feather our nest, and together let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Allow your eyelids to gently float closed. And again, long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. Allow your body to settle in. Allow your shoulders to drop. Let's take one more deep breath in, and let's sigh as we exhale to truly take us into that place of surrender. Long, slow, deep breath in. Sighing helps us just get a little bit lighter. That felt good, right? The ancient teachings of energetic flow say that your heart is your forgiveness center, and your throat is your permission center. And to awaken your power of rebirth, we need to awaken forgiveness and permission. Forgive ourselves for everything that's ever happened in our lives, and grant ourselves permission to heal, to move forward, and to thrive. So ever so gently, place your left hand on your heart and rest your right hand against your throat. And as you breathe in, feel your left hand on your heart rise up with your expanded chest. Feel that? And as you exhale, feel the breath under your right hand move out through your throat. Breathe in, feel your chest rise up. And let go of that breath and feel it move past your fingertips of your right hand. This time as we breathe in, we'll silently repeat, I forgive myself. And as you exhale, I give myself permission to begin again. Long, slow, deep breath in. I forgive myself. And let that breath go. I give myself permission to begin again. I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. I forgive myself. Deep breath in. I give myself permission to begin again and let it go. As you breathe in silently, I forgive myself. As you exhale, silently, I give myself permission to begin again. And just allow yourself to get into a rhythmic flow. As you do this a few more times, I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. Let's stay in this space for a few moments and continue to practice. Take it deeper, keeping your hands where they are, your left hand on your heart, your right hand on your throat. Instead of repeating, I forgive myself, as you inhale, silently whisper, yum, the ancient Sanskrit vibration of the heart chakra. And that's where forgiveness rests. And instead of repeating, I give myself permission to begin again, as you exhale, silently whisper, hum, the ancient Sanskrit vibration of the throat chakra, where permission rests. Breathe in and silently repeat, yum. Breathe out and silently repeat, hum. Yum. Inhale. Hum. Exhale. 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 And let's stay in this space and continue on for another few minutes with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Yum. Hum. I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. Yum. Hum. I forgive myself. I give myself permission to begin again. And stay in the space and allow the stillness and silence that rests within to settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently let that go. And let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently release it. Seal this letting go. Let's seal the full release and let's celebrate the sacred power of new beginnings by chanting the vibration yum hum long and loud. Take a long, slow, deep breath in with me. Comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Do you sense a little more lightness? Do you sense that not just the weight of the day, but perhaps the weight of the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months has been lifted? When you practice this second meditation of the day on a consistent basis, all the scars of the past, all the trauma, all the pain and suffering of the past begin their own journey of healing. And when it feels comfortable, you can ever so gently open your eyes. And hopefully you've found some healing, some self-compassion, and some lightness of being through this practice. Let's keep it going. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Wishing you a beautiful second part of your day. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And know that when we forgive, we free ourselves from the ties that bind us to the one that hurt us. And by you practicing this, you will forgive yourself as well, which is a powerful step in healing. Make sure to meditate tomorrow morning, and I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.